I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Abby Callister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And this is where we just take a listen back to our Share Your Salary today. Maybe you missed it. Maybe you come here every day to check it out. But here is crane operator Kyle. There's a second part of this we'll talk about afterwards, but take a listen.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that John Deere setup technician James is pulling in $30,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Kyle, who lives in Auburn, home of Dave and Buster's. Hello, Kyle. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
We're great. Even better now, because you do something for a living that we've wanted to find out how much you make for a really, really long time. It is not on the salary spectrum anywhere at seattlewolf.com. You are a crane operator.
Yes. I was hoping I could get a couple more people to call. I want to hear what other people are making, too.
Yeah. Well, listen, put it out there, man. The universe gives what you ask for. 206-421-WOLF. If you are also a crane operator, Kyle would like to know what you're making.
Right.
All right, so we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Kyle. Rapid fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a song, collect our thoughts, we'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. Sound good?
Good.
Good. This is how Share Your Salary works. Emily, if you are ready with the questions, begin.
How big is the crane you're on?
I'm on a bridge crane, so it hangs from the ceiling, and the ceiling's about 80 feet.
Have you ever dropped anything, Kyle?
Not dropped, but we've bumped a few things.
So, if it's hanging from a ceiling, you only work inside?
Yeah, all the cranes are indoors.
Uh-huh. Are you in a union?
Yes.
Do you ever work overtime?
Oh, yes.
How much job training did you need before you could do this job?
Outside, they were asking for about 2 years.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been a crane operator at this company for 5 years.
Do you ever get nervous doing what you do, Kyle?
Every day.
How many other people drive the same crane that you do?
About 60.
Was it hard to get your job?
Yeah, it was. The hard part was getting somebody to trust you to train you kind of thing.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time that we have. Kyle, beautiful job with the questions. My goodness, Kyle, one of the best. Again, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, we need you. I need you. Come on. 46150. Text right now. What do you think Kyle in Auburn is making every year as a crane operator? We're going to find out in 3 minutes right after the song when he shares his salary. Coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, on the phone with us is Kyle. He resides in Auburn, and he's a crane operator. Now, Emily, we just learned a lot. Why don't you break it down?
So he's working on a bridge crane that hangs from the ceiling about 80 feet off the ground. He is a part of a union, and he's been doing this 5 years. He still gets nervous, and he said the hardest part is getting someone to train him that'll trust him to get up there and get experience.
Yeah. So, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played. You're up.
Okay. Well, because you're in a union, I'm going to go a little higher. However, I don't know a bridge crane versus like one of the big outdoor cranes.
Yeah, all we know is that this is, I think we were all surprised that he's an indoor crane operator. So in other words, it's running on a track on a ceiling, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 65.
Okay. I'm going to jump on a text. I always do. I like the way Samantha in Spanaway is thinking this morning. Again, I think she mentioned specifically in her text union, so I'm going 80. A little bit more. Union's union, baby. Got to bring it home. And by the way, I'm just assuming that I have one more than Slojo, although
yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Slojo, you're up last then.
I'm going to go 92,000.
Oh, bam.
I
Yeah, I think indoor bridge cranes are where the money's
I agree. We could be all really low here. So let's end the guesswork, Kyle. It's time to share your salary. Time to tell the entire city of Seattle and the surrounding Pacific Northwest and all the other crane operators how much money you make in every year. What's the number, Kyle?
So since I haven't been doing it very long, I make 71.
Oh, Em, you were close to it again. Well, Kyle, is there a pretty big high end then? I mean, in terms of you can work your way up and make a lot more money at this job?
The guys that I'm working under are with their overtime, they're making about 102 to 120.
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Okay, so you said you get nervous every day moving stuff around. Is that really true?
Yeah, mainly because you never know how it's going to rig up. But the biggest thing for me is that they're changing everything over to electronics instead of mechanical.
Oh, God.
So
God,
the
God.
Electronic part can kind of just take off sometimes.
Mm. Oh, that's comforting.
they drug test you to be a crane operator?
Every time you have an accident.
Aha. Yeah. So how many times have you had an accident, Kyle? You said you bumped some stuff around.
I think I've only had to do it twice.
Have you caused a lot of damage when you bumped things around, like monetarily?
I don't think I've done too much damage. I can't remember how much it was, but there has been a couple of guys on our crew that have broke the 1 million mark.
Oh! It's kind of how I feel on this show. Like, I haven't done too much damage, but I've definitely done some bad things. Kyle, listen, we love you. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary. And again, you put it out there, so if there's any other crane operator, let's open this can of worms all week long if we can. 206-421-WOLF right now. We'll get you on for Share Your Salary, and we'll compare. I mean, I'd love to get one of these outdoor guys that's working these huge cranes in downtown Seattle with lights all over them. Kyle, we love you, buddy. Have a great day, and thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Crane operator Kyle, $71,000 a year. And I'd be lying if I still said I was entirely clear about the kind of crane that he... I mean, I speculated that it was on the ceiling. I mean, he didn't correct me, so...
Well, I looked it up, and it does look like it. You're right. It's a track on the ceiling. But my question now to him is, does he spend his whole day looking up?
No, I think he's looking down.
Down? How do you work a crane underneath you?
Well, no, it's like... See, what I took from it, and I could be wrong. Like,
I am Googling.
So you know the cranes that pick up shipping containers?
Yeah.
So basically they operate, they've got these big huge legs, and the operator is on the top, and these things go move around like a little printer head, and they pick up the things and then they drop them somewhere else. So those guys in particular operate out of the top of this thing that runs on the
rails. But is that inside?
No, but that's... But
the ones I saw inside, though, don't have it, like, the crane is attached to the ceiling, but there's no place for you to be up there.
You know It would have been a great...
It just looks like a hook to drop.
It would have been a great question, because there's two kinds, and there's even the guy that's standing there with a little control, and it's above him.
Yeah.
So Emily could be right. And then again, there's this picture of a guy.
So he is up there.
There's that guy.
That's what I was picturing.
Right, but out of the 50 pictures on Google, there's only one of those. I seem to be looking up, and it looks like...
Huh.
Let me show you. The rest of these cranes kind of look like that, where there's beams on the ceiling, and then there's a crane that moves basically on a track, which I don't know if the skill level to that is severe. Like, these guys with these free-for-all cranes, that's nuts.
That is nuts. But it's still, he's being well compensated. 71 grand a year is a good living.
Oh, absolutely. But I wonder what the guys are making again on the big cranes. I don't know. I figure if we didn't get one today, we solicited like four times.
We should ask him a couple more questions. I wanted to. Most importantly, I want to know what.
But you're the one who asked it if he get drug tested.
Well, I care. That's important to me.
Well, we probably should have figured out exactly what that crane looks like.
Sure.
But hey, I'm the king of obscure questions, so I can't really jump in there. I just never imagined it would be an indoor guy. But there you go. That's a place to start.
That threw me all off.
Well, we still haven't had a window washer on the Space Needle either.
No.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what though?
What?
That's just opportunity in the future.
Yes. And again, if you want to check out the Share Your Salary spectrum, it's on the blog, seattlewolf.com. It's basically, at this point, it's a little overwhelming because there's like 500,000 jobs on there. And I would say if you had to ballpark, it averages about 75, wouldn't you? 62?
Probably 62.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm thinking that's right smack in the middle.
Well, that's what we have today. There's Operator Kyle. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to be talking to Vehicle Licensing Audrey.
Yes.
By the way, have y'all had to get your tabs renewed yet?
Yeah.
Tags, not tabs.
Well, although
I believe.
Honestly, I think tabs. They call them tabs.
They do?
Tabs, yeah.
They talked about having like a tab tax and all this stuff.
Oh, really?
Because you don't get a whole new tag. You just get the little sticker. So they call them tabs.
But great, in fairness, coming from like Southern California and Arizona, they always call them tags. So
tags.
I guess it's whatever state.
It's one of those things.
I didn't realize how expensive it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like $400 or $500.
Although, yeah, $414.
You know, it's cheaper here than it was in Arizona.
Yeah, I was going to say, because for us, I think, and I don't know, in Arizona, like the newer your car, the more expensive it was. And so we always had like cars made within a few years. So it was always really expensive there. And here we got cut in half.
Yeah, so when we moved up here, I registered my car here, and Vanessa was giving me a load of crap about it. She's like, oh my God, it's going to be so expensive, assuming it was similar to California, which typically is more expensive than everything in Arizona, but it was less. So I was kind of like, nah, nanny boo boo.
Yeah.
But I don't have an answer to that question because I just got the Kia. So I got a new car, so it can't, they do all that stuff
for
you.
But that's the thing. I don't, in Arizona, it was based on the year your car was made.
Yeah, so yours is going to be expensive next year.
Oh, I believe
But I don't think that's the case here.
It is, because Andrew's, my boyfriend's car is like 10 years, 12 years old, and his was $98.
Well, ours was like bucks. 2015, and it was half the price it was in Arizona. Again, but Matt, if you just got a new one and it wasn't that expensive.
Well, they wrap it. It's a lease. So it's all it's all encompassing. They kind of take care of everything for you.
2017, it was $400. But I do like that I could do it online and they'll mail me my tabs. Yeah.
Incidentally, what kind of car does Andrew drive, a 10 to 12-year-old car? What's
Subaru.
He's got the suit?
Like the Volkswagen type Subaru. Because no car payment. His dog has destroyed it. And so he's like, why am I going to get a new car with payments my dog's going to destroy
it? That's the PNW car, man.
I dig it, man.
Is he more, like, what is his mindset? Because I don't know this guy, but we're going to spend some time together next week. Is he more liberal? Is he more conservative?
He's very much like me.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not either way. Is he a big hiker, like, big outdoorsy guy? Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
Does he make his own granola?
No, not at
all. Has he ever murdered anybody?
He's not very...
Has he ever been to jail?
For being born and raised here, he's not very PNW-esque.
Like, okay.
But he also is not a murderer. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, there's some notorious serial killers. Green River being number one.
No serial killer.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not very PNW-y.
What do you mean he's not very PNW? Like, he's not very granola, like outdoor?
Yeah. Doesn't have a beard, doesn't wear a lot of flannel.
He's not gluten-free?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not lactose intolerant, like allergic to peanuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I think we're going to get along great.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. So tomorrow, you know what we got coming up. By the way, on the show tomorrow also, kind of a big deal, Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out tomorrow, she's always an iffy one, man. She's not like an open book like some people that we talk to. She's not, I don't know if she's shy or just not outwardly open, but it's always a little bit of a tougher interview because that door is like open a little bit. You got to get all the way in.
Well, she might shoot you if you ask about the hot top.
And I'm always scared of asking her personal questions because she will not just shut you down, but not in a very nice way either. So
good.
It's
then I think it'd be more fun. Because there's nothing worse than a woman asking another woman. They're like, oh, what's this baby talking about?
Yeah, she scares me.
I'm going to make you go for that.
Nope.
Yeah. Woof. All right, listen, tomorrow, that'll be 720. And then, of course, share your salary tomorrow, 610 and 810. We'll see you then. We love you guys. Thanks for checking out the SYS pod.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.